Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lies and Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call in on how to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. And for those of you who don't like, you know, asking your prayer requests over the air or giving your comments over there, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, I will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, we thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. We thank God for what he's doing. Amen. Glory be to God. And for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know this is Sunday, 7 p.m. This means the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. Amen. And so as we wait for our brother to come on to head this off, I just want to take the time and opportunity to thank God for all you've been listening to us on the Blog Talk Radio. Amen. As we give the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as we have been commissioned by the Lord Jesus. Amen. So it's truly a blessing to be able to do such a thing as that. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are in the day and time where that, you know, we are instructed of the Lord to give his word to the people. Amen. And that's what we're, our goal. That's what we're aiming to do. That's what we're trying to get to. Amen. So glory be to God. So I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, Amishka, dear brother.
Amen.
And I am thankful and I'm grateful that we are connected again and testimony and share hundreds of miles away. Almost every time for a long, fascinated, amazed about how the Lord has worked his creative ideas to have us in a day where we can communicate 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 miles away. That's an awesome miracle that God has preserved for the last stage. And every time I'm particular to see these devices, what we are sharing, talking, communicating, fellowshipping on the airwaves. That's amazing science and amazing idea the Lord has, God has made and has preserved it for the latter days. And we are partakers of it. And Brother Nate, I'm, what, almost 900 miles away from you physically and in my house, the home, and you're in your home, and we are, as brethren, standing, meeting together on these airwaves and sharing and communicating and testifying and giving the glorious testimony of the world. And I, every time I think about this, I think of the awesome wisdom of the living God that has preserved this. He didn't get put it in Daniel's day or Moses' day or Peter, James, and John, the early church, but he waited for the last day. he said he preserved the best for the last, right? The last.
Amen.
So, and some awesome thing Daniel talks about as we close the last century, he talks about the many ideas and creative ideas were put forth. Since 1940 or something, we had so many invention ideas has popped up in the last century. because this is the last move of the living God. And the last closing of the age when Christ comes. And he has reserved, as Daniel said in 12, the day of many inventions and ideas. So he has preserved you and I to be a part of the miraculous of sitting at home, and we can share with Mexico, Venezuela, China, Korea, around the world. And so we ought to give God great thanksgiving for his wisdom that he has called us to be a part of. And there is no reason for any person who can't have a ministry of the airwaves. I know you may be in your home, you can't get out, maybe it's not easy because of your responsibilities, because of your children, your family, husband, but right in your home, you can speak to the world. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's awesome. Amen.
And so the Lord has put this short before the age, before we had to actually take the gospel, hundreds of thousands of miles. Paul and him worked. They had to walk hundreds of miles. Then they get a ship, and then they walk, sleep in the desert. Then it took, sometimes it took them almost a month to get a certain place and sail for a whole month. But us has given us, in this time, the awesome responsibility that we can talk while we are speaking today, and Red China, and people in China can hear me. Isn't that something?
That is.
Amen.
That is.
So every born again connected gospel Christian can say, "Well, I can't do nothing." Oh, you can do something. God done fix it. You can do something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to leave your room, your house, your apartment, your bed. You can do something. God done gave us every. In my city, every little child, every person, even the poorest people got a phone to their ear. I said, wow, they can't even pay their rent, they got a phone. Wow, they can't pay their bills, and everyone got that phone, that smartphone or whatever phone they call it, to their ear. So, of course, we know the devil is going to use that. Everything that God meant for good, you know the devil is going to come right by and use it for evil. We know that, right? And
amen.
The devil is using the networks greatly. Well, I encourage every one of you to have a vision to be a part of the kingdom and the way of God in the last days. If the devil and his people can use the networks, what about you? What about me?
Yes, yes.
What about the body of Christ, the kingdom of the Lord?
Yes.
What about them?
Man,
the idea that you got a telephone and you can't call nobody and say, "Hello, I'm praying for you. Let's touch base. Let's agree. Let's come in agreement to make an intercession for our prayer, for our community." No, you got available to you. I call them the miraculous ideas of invention that every born-again, saved, blood-washed Christian has a work. As a ministry, have a calling.
Yes.
To act. And so, just like you are in Durant, Sister Anderson, you are, hello, and you are in Pennsylvania, and we are divided by physical, geographical distance, but we are together in faith and communicating in unity of heart and faith in Christ. And we are speaking to one another, and we're sharing with 10,000 miles away right now, 10,000 away, Sister Helen, 10,000 miles away.
Amen. My Lord. Thank you.
Wonderful Jesus.
Yes, wonderful
he is. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful, all-wise Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And I commend the people who are evangelizing or ministering wherever they live. You don't have to go to Africa, Philippines, Russia. You got something right on your street, right in your surroundings. Somebody needs. So that is no shortcoming. Well, I can't go on a missionary field. You got a missionary field in your house, in your neighborhood, in your school, in your community, on your street. You tell me you ain't got no ministry. Ooh, wow. Are you kidding? Pick up that telephone, that cell phone. Take that letter.
Amen.
Take that prayer route.
Yes.
Yes, we do. I just want to encourage every person within the sound of my voice that many nations don't have all the tools and abilities that we have. Most every nation now, even some of the faraway nations, have communication tools. They have what they call this thing. They can hear you around the world or different things they have. Even the nations that don't have electricity, they can send them tapes and send them a little recorder so they can hear the gospel. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's something great.
That's
what I call an awesome God making it available to everyone that's in the body of Christ. The rise up, as 1 Corinthians says, there is no person that say that Christ is Lord and my Redeemer. There's no such thing. You don't have nothing to say. You know, I don't mean to offend nobody, but I used to do a lot of door-to-door ministry, and I would meet other Christians, and they say to me, well, my religion is private. I don't talk about it. I say, you don't talk about it. I said, the greatest thing has happened to your life, and God put you on silent or deletion. And you got greatest news. You mean tell me I got the greatest news in the earth given to me as a redeemed child? You telling me I don't have nothing to say?
Amen.
I always amazed me when I used to knock on people. Well, I'm a Christian. I don't talk about the Bible. I don't talk about this. I go to church, and I come home, and I mind my business. You know, that part is good. The good part about minding your business, that's great. But since you are in the kingdom, you got to mind his business.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. How much time did I waste it or gave it to selfishness too much that I could see using for the good of mankind? And so you reflect your time. So I could have used that better. I could have used that wiser. And I didn't. And the Lord said, okay, now that you see, do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now that
Amen.
You see it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to read the scripture right quick. Sister Anderson, may the Lord glad to hear you. Sister Helen, and glad to greet you today. We can all say to the whole nation, we greet you in the name of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Today is an awesome day to talk about the soon coming King and ruler of all the earth. His name is above name. Our language is English, so we call him Jesus. In your language, you might call him in your language, but we call him Jesus the Christ. And so we say, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord.
Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord. You're the only one.
Has the answer for the world. We said, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord, only one shed your blood, only one conquered death in the grave, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that your children and your grandchildren are still alive today, and you ain't got
Amen.
Nothing? You know, people say, well, your house is still standing, and your children and your neighbors, you mean to? Oh, yes, you got something to say. Wonderful Jesus,
Amen.
Wonderful
Amen.
Lord.
Wonderful
Jesus, wonderful Lord.
Yes,
you mean
Jesus.
To tell me I got enough food in my house to throw away some, and people are starving around the world? I can say, wonderful Jesus, because he's my provider. Wonderful Jesus.
Wonderful Jesus, my provider. Wonderful Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you. Wonderful Jesus.
David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. He's a great provider. You know, each of practically every one of us got more than enough.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And we still moaning. I said, you got more shoes than you need. You got more food than you can use. You got more room than you can need. Yeah. We got a lot of more than enough. More than enough.
Mm-hmm.
We got so each person, our home, basically can share with the world. They have less and we have more.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. True. Amen.
So,
more than enough.
Yes.
Amen.
You know why Jesus give us more than what we need? Because somebody else needs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More yeah. than, it's not just for you alone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
I said, it's not just for us alone that you got more than enough.
Mm-hmm. More than enough.
So we're going to say, because we're given more,
mm-hmm.
more benefit, more blessing, more than enough, we're going to say, wonderful Jesus.
Wonderful
Jesus.
Wonderful
Lord.
Wonderful
Jesus.
Wonderful
Lord. Wonderful Jesus.
Wonderful Lord.
We can say the Lord is good, but he's more than good.
More than
I'd like to add some gravy to that, like Brother Crocky said, but let's add a little gravy to it. He's good, mm-hmm. and he's more than good.
He's much more than good.
Yes.
More than good.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And,
thank you, Jesus.
And you don't have to worry because he is called faithful and true.
Yes,
faithful and
Lord.
True.
Faithful
and true.
Yes.
On his garment, written on faithful and true.
Faithful and true. Wonderful, Jesus.
Faithful and
Wonderful.
True.
Faithful
when everything around you and every person go kabunk, you can always say faithful and true. Faithful and true is he.
Yes.
Faithful is he.
Faithful indeed.
I believe that during the famine that's about hit America and food shortage and water shortage, I believe that he is faithful and true to his promise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When the cities are wrecked with storms, and all the big cities are in shambles, I believe the Lord Jesus said he will be faithful and true to his own. Hallelujah. Do you believe that he's being faithful and true to his own?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
But there'll be
true.
Food shortages. I'm not going to have no heart attack because I got something from the promise of God that says faithful and true. I will supply.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And true.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would you like to be in a nation
Jesus,
where the children in many of these nations had to stay on the street on the garbage dump and try and get a particle of food?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they get one particle of food for 3 days. That one particle has to last them 3 and 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And America, we got so much sister that we had to go to the weight club and the fitness club.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. We got so much, we had to run through our neighborhood taking exercise. We got so much. On our plate.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Is he not our provider? Is he not our provider?
Amen.
Is he not Jehovah Jireh?
Yes.
Yes.
Is he not Jehovah Jireh?
Yes. Yes.
Is he not Jehovah Jireh?
Jehovah Jireh. Oh, yes, he is.
My God.
I provide. Thank you.
Jehovah Raphael.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Jehovah Nisi.
Yes.
Jehovah Shalom.
Yes.
Yes.
He's more than enough.
Yes. More than enough. Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to say this. The saints in Christ had better unite together.
Amen.
And stand together.
That's so true.
In
Amen.
Faith, in unity,
yes.
And hope.
Mm-hmm.
From around the world, we better stand together. The devil is making his last move to conquer, to deceive, and destroy. So the saints of God, hallelujah, the sanctified redeemer has better throw down the walls of separation and that denomination and stand on the rock of Christ, the gospel, and say, we're one. We're one. One. I say we're one.
Amen.
The restoration divided in all the little fragments. We better throw down some pride, selfishness, some division. And said, we're coming together, one in Christ in the gospel. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are one. We are one. We are one.
Yes.
Yes. That'll be one. Amen.
When the devil sees that you are one, he gets the shivers. He gets the shakes. He gets a heart attack. He gets strokes. Because when we become one, when we become unit in one, that makes him scared like nothing else will. One in Christ, one in the gospel. He's going to get, Brother Nate, he's going to have to call for his demon doctor. Check my heart out. See if I'm having a heart attack. I heard them preachers over there talking about they won. And the demon going to check Lucifer out. Say, is my heart, am I okay? I'm okay? I heard bad news. Them Christians over there scattered them from years and years and separated them. And most of them don't love one another. And I heard that they're becoming one.
Yeah.
And the other demon said, we can't let that happen. If that happens, it's over for us. The devil said, it's too over for us. Hallelujah, huh?
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want to read right quick. I want to read this quick, right quick. 1 Corinthians 4, and somebody get me 2 Corinthians 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and 2 Corinthians 4, the first three verses in all of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Okay.
When you get it, somebody read it. Whoever get it.
Okay. I have 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscience in the sight of God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Get
First Corinthians chapter
4.
Let a man so account us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required and steward that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. That's sufficient. Now, go back and read 2 Corinthians 4 again.
Okay. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and read the first two verses. The first two verses.
Okay.
First Corinthians chapter 4. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required and steward that a man be found faithful.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see about how this love works. And let's see how the love of God works. And because a lot of people are mistaken thinking love is some kind of emotional outburst or something, or emotional feeling. Now, the love of God will produce feeling because it comes through the Holy Spirit. It will produce feeling, and it will produce an emotion, but it's not emotions, and it's not feeling. Now, let's understand this about the love of Christ. The angel of the Lord made this statement some years ago to Brother Fettings. And he made a statement concerning ministry. And the ministry offices are what we call the Christ ministries, are the ministry offices, but the ministry does not stop with the leadership, which is called the ministry of Christ, who are stewards and have this office to reveal the mysteries of Christ. Now, but ministry does not stop at the door of the pastor, the apostle, or overseer, or bishop, or evangelist, teacher. That leadership offices, people think that ministry stops at there. But I'm afraid they don't understand the New Testament and what Christ has given to the redeemed new creatures, when people think that ministry stops at the pastor's office. He is to prepare you, to teach you, to train you, to edify you, strengthen you. And the body of Christ is basically the living witnesses everywhere they go. See, it's not just the preaching. It is what the body of Christ, who become living witness wherever they are. See, they carry the word. They carry the truth when Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you carry this light in every place that you go as a witness and a disciple. Hallelujah. When you're a Christian, you don't put out your lamp when you leave the building. That's religion. But your light burns brightly as you lead the gathering. The light bright is to be shown and revealed. Now,
yeah.
The angel Lord says concerning this light that we carry, this light that we have, in verse, what is that? I think I was just looking at that. Oh, the 7 and 8 message. Have you ever thought why the angel, when he came the seventh time, that 7 and 8 messages are combined? Everything that the Lord does has a meaning.
Everything. Amen.
You don't see it all until he reveals it. Now, in the 7 message, 79, those who will not labor somewhere in their calling, now understand this. This is the principle of love. Those that will not labor somewhere in their calling will not enjoy the Spirit, and their mind will be darkened, and their vision will be as one in the dark. Many are seeking for light, tarry not, but do the Lord's bidding, he will provide. Now, the Church of Christ and all churches, remember, we are light carriers. We are children of light. And then to stop at the preacher's door. And so, no doubt many people have thought that they support a certain ministry, which is a part of their calling to support the word of the Lord. But they think that the commission stopped with the preacher. Now, the evangelist, I'm afraid they got that wrong. They don't understand perfectly. It doesn't stop with the pulpit. The pulpit is to prepare you.
Uh-huh.
You understand it? The pastor, the shepherd, the apostle has certain callings upon him. But most people in the Congress who refer themselves as lay members or sheep, they think their ministry stops at the door. No, I'm afraid we got that wrong. We missed something. Ye are, what did the Bible say? Ye are the body of Christ.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 12. Do you understand what that means now? I know people just look at that. Ye are the body of Christ and members in particular.
Yeah.
That means everyone has a particular thing to do. Particular.
Amen.
Everyone in the body, I don't care who it is, lesser, greater, ye are, I want you to think of what you're saying now. Ye are the body of Christ, Paul says, and members in particular. And everyone is given a light and given a gift or gifts. Don't care, you don't know what it is, but you have a gift in you, a particular gift that when you receive Christ and the Holy Ghost, it's in there. And Christ wanted to come out. Now he says, Paul in particular to the leaders in 1 Corinthians, he says stewardship. A lot of people want to be ministers, but I don't think they quite understand that particular leadership calling. They think it's some kind of to treat lightly. But many fail and faint along the way. So Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4, he says what? Verse 1 and 2, he's talking what he says.
Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required and steward that it makes to be safer.
Then the second Corinthians said, seeing as you have received this, don't faint, don't give up, and don't quit. So if you see somebody quitting or have quit it, touch them and say, hey, quitting time is over with.
Yeah.
Vacation is over with. Because you have quit or fainted, Paul said, don't faint. Quiet of you to receive this steward. Don't think about quitting because the devil got to put on your mind, put some pressure on you to make you quit. He's going to start some mess in your home with your children, with your neighbor. He's going to start some mess with your kinfolk. He's going to start some with your job. He starts picking on your body, picking on your finance. He wants you to quit.
Yeah.
But seeing you have received this, the greatest light and revelation, don't quit, saints. If you fall, don't quit. Just because you fall, it don't mean you have to lay there. There's a way to get up.
Amen.
Yes.
Do you see all these marathon races they have running, and some of them tripped up, and sometimes they fall? And they get back in the race, don't they? So I'm telling everyone, get back in the race.
Yes.
Get back in the marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Get back in. Christ is waiting. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't care about you've been drinking alcohol and smoking dope for 25 years. Jesus still waiting to get back in the race.
Amen.
I don't care you throw up your hands and say, I don't trust God, I don't believe God anymore. Turn around. He's still standing there. Get back in the race.
Amen.
Think you're not equipped. But God said, whatever he called you to, he'll equip you. Whether he wants you to be a doorkeeper, be the best doorkeeper you can be.
Yes.
Be the best doorkeeper you can be.
Amen.
Whether you can be an exhorter, do the best because Christ is going to be with you to perform it. Now, I want us to read stewardship of ministry, because if you don't labor somewhere in that calling, tell the church of Christ, you will not enjoy the spirit and your mind will go back in darkness. So you see a lot of people are drifting in darkness because they take the ministry as something that you just get ordained and set in the chair and that and that's it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He said you will faint because you'll lose your strength, your ability, because the Lord said, I won't give you strength for a person to do nothing. I won't give you anointing to do nothing. I won't give you power to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I won't help the idler or the one that's lazy or idle. He said, I won't assist you.
Amen.
So get back in.
Yeah.
Run like you just praying came to life. When you just met the Lord, you was running like a storm. Get back in the race.
Amen.
Let's turn to Psalms 133. And connect this with the whole body of Christ operating in their particular calling and gift. And that the Holy Ghost has a particular part for you to play in world evangelism and bringing people and keeping them and directing them in the plan of God in these last days. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus has got something wonderful in you to give somebody else. I say God got something wonderful in you to give somebody else.
Amen.
His precious son.
Yes, now, amen.
Psalms 133.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that gets it, please.
Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment up on the head that ran down up on the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment. And as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew of the descendants on the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commands the blessing, even life forevermore.
Amen. Yes.
Everyone to read that if they're willing. I want you to repeat that and put that in your mouth.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
How good and how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the ointment up on the head that ran down up on the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirt of his garment. As the day of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life before. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Okay, everyone read. Okay.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment. and as the dew of Helaman, and as the dew that descended upon Mount of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forever.
Wow.
Yes,
forevermore.
Amen.
Evermore.
That I won't take. He said, I won't take it back.
Amen.
I won't
take
it back.
Okay. Thank you.
It's good today like it was when David said it.
Amen.
There is no dispensation for his favor and his love. He said, I won't take it back.
Amen.
I won't take it back. So don't you take it back. Now.
Amen.
Around the world, you see today disunity, disorder, discord among in every place around the world. And you look at in every area of life, you see discord and disunity, right? And every place, say, home, family, government, just discord, dysfunction, disorder, yes, distress among nations. Jesus said to be distressed among all nations. You talk about the distress of the broken unity of being together in oneness. And it's just dissension and contention and fighting and bickering, and Satan is right in the midst of it because he loves contention. He's the author of confusion and peace-breaking and hell-raising and separating people. Now, you need to separate from evil. I'll say this so people understand. Yes, you have to separate yourself from evil. I'm not going to say that you don't have to separate yourself from evil. Even worse. However, we're talking about the people of God knocking the walls, knocking the walls down, putting down the stuff down, letting this old stuff called schism and denominationism and this ism, and let's get back on the rock and said, I'm standing on the rock of God, and we're gonna not let the level divide us anymore. And I'm not gonna let my home. If that person wants to be united with Christ and good, I'm not going to let it stand in my way. If I have to humble myself, forgive me, I'll do it.
Yes.
I'll do it. I'll take the wrong. I'll confess it. I'll submit like Christ did. I'll yield like Christ. I'll break my pride and say, yes, we are healing one another. We are delivering one another. So would you forgive me and let's become one and beat the devil running. Let's put the devil into a flight. And his works be destroyed. Now, here's the thing. When he gave that, and David spoke it and revealed it, this revelation, how good, let me say this. You know how the mafia has had so much power? I'll give you some as an example. The mafia, the gangsters, had such a stronghold for many years in America. How did they have such power of evil? I call it the oath of evil, the unity of evil.
Unity.
The unity of evil. The mafia, the gangsters that we see, especially in America, but it's around the whole world, they had to swear an oath. They had to take a blood oath with one another. I said the mafia, their strength is in their oath to one another, their unity, not to turn on one another, not snitch on another, not betray one another. And they make a blood oath, a swear oath. They call the person that gets sworn into their oath is called a made man. And that's unity is so strong, they have existed for years because they keep that oath.
Yeah.
They keep that unity.
Mm-hmm.
They keep that oneness, that oath to one another. For years, the law enforcement could do very little because they kept their oath and would not snitch on one another or betray one another. Now let's take it back over here to the other court. Read 133 again. Why do believers have to wake up now? The gospel of believers around the world has to wake up now. The Holy Spirit is knocking.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is pleading and knocking, and he's pleading with believers around the world. Okay, let's read Psalms 3. Say again.
Okay. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Yes.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.
Even life. Thank you. Life is talking about having liberty, freedom, deliverance, peace, and joy, and righteousness, and having so much dominion that the devil get locked out. There is a thing that can lock the devil down. I said, that's the thing that can lock the powers of darkness down. That Satan is so fearful that if that home become one in good, that marriage, that family, that congregation, that people, that government, it all starts with the, listen, the United States government and all governments are a symbolic tide of what Satan is doing when he got a nation either under a tyranny or they are destroying one another within and without. Now reject the evil, cast the evil out, stand against the wicked, but bring the unity of Christ to those that would bow to him and submit to him and say, yes, Jesus. Yes, yes. The Bible is right. The gospel is right. Words of God are right. Every word that proceeds out of his mouth is the answer. Yes, yes. All that Jesus said is the solution. Yes, yes. All that he did is solution. All that he promoted is the deliverance. And we can say yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Lord.
If two brothers come together, they say they can chase. Do you know what? How much grace God will give people? If two of you, he talks about this in the two. If any two of you, if any two of you,
any
two of you,
any two,
he talks
any
about
two.
If any two of you, if any two of you. Would come together and say, it's just like the walls of the Church of Christ and hinder. If two of you would start, and three would join, and four would join, the if five would join, the walls, the schism would begin to fall.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But the devil is a sly fox. He's a slippery eel. If two of you sisters would start to say, the march is on.
Amen.
The march is on.
The march is on.
The new beginning is beginning now. The walls are coming down.
Amen.
The broken heart and the wounded spirit, the pride, the broken hope coming down. We on the march. We say we're not this no more. It started with me. Then another sister said, it started with me.
Amen.
It's going on with me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If any two of you began, Jesus said, one can chase one, a believer in Christ, knowing his authority in place, can chase a thousand. But if two would say something and become one heart, just two could put 10,000 to a flight.
I like that.
Amen. We on the right margin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For your kingdom, devil, must come down.
Amen.
Your kingdom, thing must come down.
Amen.
We have looked in the face of Jesus, and we look at the face of the gospel, and he said, how good.
Mm-hmm.
How good, and what did he say? How good and good, how faithful it is.
Okay.
That brethren, how pleasant it is.
Yes.
Pleasant. How good and pleasant.
Yeah.
Lord. Now let's pray and agree that this begin to come to pass.
Amen.
Starting with us tonight and break like a fire.
Yes.
Amen. Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. I sense that it's something that we have to break these walls and barriers and heal these broken places.
Start
now, and all believers around the world have to start this. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is the time called the new beginning and the rebuilding called the rebuilding of Zion. Now, everything would start with one and two.
Amen.
Yes.
Nothing shall be impossible. When he said that in Mark, he said to his disciples, he said, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing.
Amen.
To them that believe what I say.
Amen.
He said, if you can only believe and ride in what I say, it will become possible.
Yeah.
But if I can get one or two. And then he says, see that mountain? Look at that mountain over there. If you, one of you would say to that mountain, just think about the two.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Just think about so what nation do you want to agree today with? What problem are we going to agree tonight, today? Forget about what the devil wants us to think about. What divides people? Mostly. So Lord, remove all deceit and pride out of me. Lord, would you take every deceitful thing, every prideful thing, every dishonest thing? Would you remove it from me?
All
selfishness? Would you destroy it? Would you root it out of me? Would you take pride and uproot it? Would you take all deceitfulness, all selfishness? Would you remove it from me?
Remove it
from your people.
Yes,
remove
Lord.
It from us.
Yes,
remove it from my heart, my mind, my thoughts, down in my inward peace.
Yes,
remove
Lord.
It or run it out. Cast
Lord.
It out. You can't use it. Burn it up. Destroy it.
Yes, Lord.
Take
Lord,
it, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Remove it, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Remove it, Lord.
We ask you, Jesus, with all sincerity and faith, remove it. There are nations, there are homes abroad. There's people that are waiting on us for the sons of God to be manifested, to see the glory, to see the love that the world is waiting to see. Lord, take away the hindering power. Take away our selfish pride.
Take away my selfish pride,
my haughtiness.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Crucified and destroyed, Lord.
Yes, I say, Lord.
Do it, Lord. That the precious ointment,
the precious ointment
will begin to flow.
Yes, Lord.
And the miracle of complete healing and complete deliverance and complete freedom.
And
God would flow like a running river would come.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus of Nazareth risen.
Jesus,
who is risen
Lord.
With power and victory.
Lord Jesus,
today, we unitedly say,
Lord
we
Jesus.
United agree. Let
yes,
it come.
We united agree. Yes,
let
Lord
it come.
Let it come.
Come in our lives beginning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Starting
yes.
right now.
Right.
We're marching against the enemy.
Oh, yes.
We're
yes.
marching. We're marching to win, to finish the race of victory.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Lord.
Oh,
Lord
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
Lord
Jesus,
Lord
Jesus, risen from the dead. Lord Jesus,
yes, Jesus,
who conquered the wicked one, the evil one.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
who was bruised
Lord.
For our sake, wounded for our sake. Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Bear our iniquity to redeem us from the curse
oh,
of the law.
Yes,
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
you want the healing of your people. You want
yes.
the healing of our nation,
yes,
healing
Lord.
Of our home. Lord, you want
yes,
the healing,
Lord.
Doctor.
Yes.
You
oh,
want
yes.
the complete healing, healing,
yes, Lord
healing,
yes.
healing, healing, healing
yes.
in
yes,
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Root
yes,
out everything
yes,
unseen
yes.
and seen. Tear it down,
yes.
put it out.
Everything.
Here it appears.
Put it
wash
out,
us.
Yes,
one
Lord,
more time.
Yes,
wash us in the blood and
yes.
the word.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord
by the washing of the blood through your word. Deliver
Lord.
Us. Deliver
yes,
us.
Lord.
Under the
Lord.
Sheikah.
Yes.
Deliver
yes.
your people.
Yes,
for us.
Yes.
And why, Lord, let
yes.
the body of Christ awake.
Yes.
Awake.
Yes, Lord.
Awaken. Awaken our inward
yes,
man.
Yes, Lord.
Awaken.
Lord.
And
Jesus.
Take the poison.
Oh.
Every filthy, every rotten thing.
Yes.
Every ungodly
yes,
thing. Take
yes,
it away.
Jesus.
Remove
yes,
it.
Lord Jesus.
Every
Remove.
Spot, every blemish. Deliver.
Yes, Lord.
Let the march of the kingdom, sons and God,
yes.
move forward in
yes,
healing
Lord
in their wings. With
yes,
healing
yes,
in your wings. With
yes,
healing
Lord.
In your power. Healing
yes,
in your wings. Sunlight of righteousness. Sunlight
yes,
of righteousness.
Yes,
even as Malachi said, when Elijah
yes.
come, we come with healing, words, healing,
yes,
deliverance.
Yes,
let it be
Jesus.
So.
Yes,
let
Lord
it be
Jesus.
So.
Yes,
in
Lord
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus'
now we
name.
We said yes to you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we said yes to you.
Thank
yes,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Let the work begin
yes,
in us.
Yes,
let it
Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Rebuild Zion. Rebuild.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Reanoint again.
We
anoint
hearts and faith like in the beginning.
We anoint
yes,
totally.
Jesus.
Totally.
Yes.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of
Jesus.
Break our will. We humble our
yes.
flesh.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Do
yes, Lord.
The miraculous.
Jesus.
For
yes,
our
Lord
good
Jesus.
And pleasant.
Yes.
For our good and pleasant.
Yes,
our
Jesus.
Nation, our nation, our government is shattered
yes,
and broken.
Yes,
and
Lord
Satan
Jesus.
Is working his work.
Yes.
But Lord,
yes,
let it be.
Lord Jesus.
Let what Satan be reversed.
Yes, Lord.
Be reversed.
Yes.
Be reversed. Yes, Lord Jesus.
We begin
yes.
and we
Jesus.
Say how good, how pleasant
yes.
it is.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
How
Jesus.
Good and pleasant it is.
Yes, Lord,
yes,
we
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You. Lord, we want that pleasant thing.
Jesus.
Yes,
dwelling
Lord.
On the place everywhere.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Let us be free.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Let us be
Unified.
Free.
Yes,
let
Lord.
All men freely.
Let us free.
Yes,
love all
Lord.
People freely.
Yes,
we reject
all
the iniquity
men.
And the sin, but we love all men freely.
Yes,
we reject
Lord.
Unrighteousness.
Jesus.
We love all men.
Yes,
freely
yes,
with
Lord
Christ.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Well,
thank
we end today
Jesus.
Wherever you are.
Thank
Jesus
you, Jesus.
He's waiting for you to call upon him and turn your eyes upon him. He's waiting.
Yes,
and the
yes,
saints
Lord.
Everywhere, be sure you think about how good and pleasant it is.
Yes.
Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank Amen. God for all you listening. Don't forget, once again, tomorrow night we will have another broadcast. Look for the advertisement at 7 p.m. So Once again, for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate, Sister Anderson,
thank
Sister
you.
Kidd, Sister Dickens. We love y'all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.